Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, you want more?
More.
Oh, this good?
More.
Oh, wow, that was extreme.
More. Edging with Tucker and Maura.
I know I love you, I ain't trying to let those words slip, pure bliss. I knew that we would stay together, we ain't cursed. When every single move you make is fascinating, gravitating towards anything that gives a sense of happiness, activist, love activist.
Do you like him?
I like Mac Miller. Mac Miller's got some interesting songs. Good vibe, usually.
His own unique style, eh? Like,
ish, yeah.
Ish.
I mean, it's not so unique that nobody else is doing this, but he's doing it well.
He was just getting started. I feel like it's so sad.
How old was he when he died? Was he like early 20s?
Mid 20s? Not out of the 20s.
Yeah, I mean, I think most super talented musicians do their best work in their 20s, late teens, 20s, and he was 26 when he died, so yeah, he probably would have had some great years ahead of him making music.
From everybody who don't understand my vision yet in a jet.
I hear this music though, and I also think back to that, like, would it be early 2000s era of ambient music?
Like, what kind of artist?
Massive Attack or something?
It's got a Massive Attack vibe, actually.
But also, like, Thievery Corporation.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Of course.
I just kind of went down a Thievery Corporation rabbit hole the other day, and I hadn't listened to them in forever.
Oh, my God. Totally.
It just reminds me of when you first go into bars, and you go to a place that's kind of like a restaurant that turns into a bar, and it was just music like this.
Yeah.
And they bring a live DJ in, and they just continue playing the same kind of music.
Yeah, it's like the Saint Germain era. I remember the first time I heard Saint Germain, I was at the Buddha Bar in Paris, which is like an epic sushi restaurant.
Saint Germain, perfect example of that kind of music.
That's what it was all about.
And then you just throw in, like, Mac Miller.
I am not a man. I don't know what to say.
But just, like, you know.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I can't tune my mic like him, but. Anyway, I wonder if there'll be, like, a resurgence in these artists.
07.
Yeah.
Remember 07?
With, like, 07 did a bunch of stuff with Sia.
And what's that other artist that's like something effects?
Not no effects.
From that era too.
There was a song that my daughter was playing for me, and it was we were listening to. It was the top hits playlist, and what made me go down the Thievery Corporation is we were playing a song from SZA called SOS. And I was like, oh, this sounds kind of like ambient music from back in the day.
Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, you might like this other stuff because, you know, you listen to this.
Yeah. Totally.
Musically, it's all kind of the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually this song. It was another one from SZA, but yeah.
Yeah, I see that vibe.
Yeah, it was this one, Snooze. I'm like, oh yeah, this is being at a restaurant bar.
Totally.
King Street, downtown Toronto.
I'm such that fine for you. I do that three, four times again. I testify.
it's a cool song. It's called Snooze.
He's got such a great voice.
Yeah. Great album.
Gotta check it out.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest album of 2023 until Morgan Wallen came out with his. And that one is just like... been just crushing it.
It's amazing because I find that country music is so specific to like locations, but then they have the power to dominate like the entire North American Billboard chart.
Yeah, you know? I think that's because a lot of the when it comes to album charts, it's based on sales.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the most loyal, probably, you know, fan base is country.
They will buy the album.
They're still buying albums because them damn pickup trucks don't have a proper CarPlay connection.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Hey, that's great.
You're spending all your money on your solo cups and your ripped jeans. You don't have a proper MP3 player, so you got to actually fire in a compact disc.
Yeah, they can just also put back together that, you know, Ford F-150 with a carburetor from 1963 or
there
something.
You go.
Like they,
yeah.
You know, they can fix it.
Keep that old Ford pickup. Those are the best.
Yeah. Well, welcome to another podcast. This will be the final one of this season, should mention.
Yes.
So there'll be a little break, and then we'll be back with a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about a couple of things. This one kind of made me laugh. It's jobs that women consider sexy, and then compared to the ones that men consider sexy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering if you guys could...
well, the classic one that comes to mind right away is firefighter.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to save my life?
Is jumping in out of the gate with firefighter.
I think that's probably a good answer. Safe choice.
My only complaint is that firefighters seem to be onto it, and they like...
seem to be onto
they
it?
They like to play it up a little bit.
Oh, you think to play it up just a little bit?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what it's like in the city of Toronto. I can tell you when I lived in the city of London,
yes,
that it didn't matter where the emergency was or the false alarm or whatever had the crew come out on the truck in the first place. But the way back to the fire hall was always down Richmond Row by all the patios.
Really?
Yeah. They would always. It seemed like always the way home went by the bar on a sunny afternoon,
right,
so that they could, you know, see what's on the patio, and the patio could see what's on the truck.
I have fully in the past made eye contact with one of the guys that's kind of like sitting backwards, you know, so they pass and then you make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, do you have the time to be making eye contact with random girls on the street?
Firefighters are notoriously man whores.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you knew that, but yeah. It comes with the territory. Not all of them, obviously.
Obviously.
But it is a profession that is known to be filled with people who are somewhat promiscuous. Mm. I think you got firefighters, you got NBA players, you got bartenders, and what else is on that list? The people that are notoriously... Any athlete, really.
Yeah.
Okay, you got the firefighter. That's number one.
Boom.
Some of these other ones, I found this one kind of crazy. And it made me think of the dude that, was he a plumber or was he an electrician? And it was telling you about how he liked to get farted in the face.
Plumber.
Okay. Okay, electrician
true,
made
true
the
story,
list.
By
yeah.
the way.
It wasn't an electrician, eh?
No. I mean, man. I am just attracted to the skill of electrician and electrical work. And if I was dating an electrician, I'd be hanging lights everywhere. Every light would be perfect. I'd be picking his brain all the time.
It's probably one of the cooler trades because you don't come home stinking, you know?
Yeah. I bet you sometimes they do, like when they're doing electrical for an entire building, you know?
Oh, they've been sweaty and hot and stuff like that, but not like they've been dealing with like knee deep in sewage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a plumber.
No.
You know, plumbers are dealing with all kinds of foulness that we couldn't even imagine. Electrician made the list, plumber didn't, but yeah, I guess you're right. If I wanted to be any trade, I think I would want to learn how to be an electrician. There's something kind of really like... builder guy about that. A builder made the list.
Yeah.
So people that are builders.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be the same as like a contractor, do you think?
Or does that mean architect?
It's not architect. Yeah. And they specifically say builder.
So like a builder. Contractor out on site building a framing a house or something.
Whatever. Yeah. Maybe just a jack of all trades in that way.
Okay. Like a Scott McGilvery.
Yeah. Right. Maybe someone like that.
Sure.
Okay.
That's cool. And that's an end of the world kind of skill, I find. If you can like learn how to build a structure and, you know, that's sexy and I can nest with that person and they're always going to be taking care of that stuff. I'm down.
Okay, give me something else. A bunch of people were asked, what's this sexy
sports
job?
Athlete. Show me like ripped. Dude, yeah. I hooked up with a hockey player once. I was like, wow, this is sporty.
Really?
He was ripped.
Yeah.
No?
No sports athletes on this list.
What about like a musician or a rock star?
Oh, yeah. Show me musician. That's sexy.
Musician on the list.
Yeah.
Guitar guy.
Guitar
picks
guy.
Up again.
Drummer guy, I can get behind.
Yeah. Guy who plays the piano.
The bass player I can get behind too, as long as he's low and not the high up bass, you know. I want the low bass.
What about stand-up bass
guy?
Oh,
I love stand-up bass guy.
Okay.
Oh my God, that is super hot.
What if he only plays up high though?
He doesn't play the low.
Doesn't play down low. He doesn't play down low. He's up.
Well, I dated that trumpet player, as you guys know, and proceeded to have notes played on me that have never been played before since.
Do you think that he did some of his mouth techniques that he uses on the trumpet on you? Like, was he like...
I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Why
wouldn't you? Oh my God.
Get that embouchure nice and tight and blow.
I have no idea what he was doing. It was obviously a Louis Armstrong solo or something.
And then he'd turn his head and clear all his spit out.
Oh, that's vile.
Also,
the dexterity
in the hand was fabulous.
Is that the only musician you've ever really had like a hardcore intimate
encounter
with?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine a flamenco guitarist would be pretty good with their hands too. All the strumming and stuff
that
they do.
That would be beautiful. Yes.
Police officer made the list.
Okay.
Here. Maybe that's because you feel like you're going to be protected.
Yeah, uniform. What about
and uniform?
I hear police officers, by the way, are also like promiscuous and. Somebody texted the show, who is an officer? And he said, a lot of people swing on the force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me. Probably do a lot of that drugs that they lock up, too. And they take it to the swinger party. They take the brick of cocaine out to the...
evidence parties? Yeah. I don't think so. You don't want to go to jail because of one party.
It would be crazy, though. You make a bust and there's like some coke and you just slide a little bit out. You know, you'd think it'd be so easy to do.
Yeah.
Doctor made the list. Man, being with a doctor is awesome. I have a friend who's with a doctor, and I don't know if there's a downside. Depending what kind of doctor they are. If it's the kind of doctor that they're constantly being called in.
I was just going to say.
And being on call, like you're a surgeon, that would be pretty tough.
That's hard.
But when you're with a specialist who can set 9 to 5 hours, I'll tell you what's great about it. Not only the income's great. You know, them, it's the fact that A, it's a guaranteed job. You would literally have to murder someone or like have a really inappropriate relationship with a patient in order to lose your job for life. Like pretty much once you're a doctor, you're guaranteed income as long as you show up, you know, and you can work like 2 days a week if you want when you're 75, if you need to like supplement your retirement income.
Yeah, just keep it going. Yeah.
You just keep it going. And then the other thing is whenever you have something wrong with you, they're connected to all the right doctors. And there's definitely not a black market, but like
a code. Like if you're like a doctor, you get in.
You get in. You see people. You're working the inner channels. You know what I mean?
But you know when you're talking about doctors, if you're having sex with a doctor, would they not be kind of like looking at you for lumps and stuff while
clinical.
You're in the middle of the act?
Well,
like,
if you're with a dermatologist, maybe. But even then, it would be great because you'd know what all the lumps were, and they could bring that thing of nitrogen. Back home. And
I would love to date a dermo.
I was at the dermatologist and he charged me $600 just to spray and burn off these little tags and, you know, like they're a little bump on your skin. I wanted my skin to be smoother. So he just was like zap, 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 zap. If you're with a derm, they bring that home. They do it for free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have
Botox,
one at home. Yeah.
Right in there. I got this line in the back of my neck. It's permanent now. It's like a fold.
Get some Botox in there.
If you put Botox in there, it'd probably wipe it out.
I have a girlfriend who's was close to hooking up, and I think it's probably happened. I haven't spoken to her yet, with like a gynecologist. And she was very excited because she just thought this guy's knowledge
of the vagina?
Of the vagina would be next level.
Yeah, I don't, I wonder how
maybe
I'd
he
feel
sees
about
so
that.
Many vaginas that he's desensitized.
And maybe he has he's very particular about the vaginas that he likes because he's seen so many.
Yeah.
And then he's going to see yours and be like, oh.
You're one of those.
You're an Audi, not an innie. I don't know. Whatever his taste is or her taste.
Mm-hmm.
Women find paramedics sexy. That I find a bit weird because paramedics are, of all the emergency services, the ones who get screwed over the most.
And what do you mean by screwed over?
Salary-wise. Oh. They just don't make the same as firefighters and police officers.
Okay. But yet,
and certainly not as much as doctors, and I don't think as much as nurses, but you're doing so much and you're dealing with people in the worst possible state of their day. You know what I mean? Like,
it is an amazing skill to have, I'm sure, to be able to be the one that is calm in a crisis.
I honestly have so much respect for paramedics, and I wish they'd pay them more.
Yeah, that's a crazy job.
Yeah, it's a crazy
job. Because you can't unsee it. I saw a woman on the street having a mental health breakdown the other day in the middle of an intersection. And, you know, cops were on the scene so fast, and I was reminded of how, like, most of society can look away, but these are the people that come and get in there and try to help her.
Police officers too. I mean, police officers, you talk to anyone, they spend the majority of their day, unless they have some special assignment at a school or something, they spend the majority of their day dealing with society's like most challenged people in that moment.
Yeah.
People who are having, domestic fights. It's just people are in the worst state.
This is interesting to me because women seem to be attracted to all of these hero type figures.
Yeah.
Whereas I think when you read the hot women stuff, it's not going to be the same.
No.
Except for nurse.
Yeah.
Nurse is going to be near the top because you like to be taken care of from time to time.
Oh, you think, eh? No. Farmer, by the way, came in on the list of jobs that women find sexy. I'm actually shocked to see it there. I don't disagree that farmers are important, but
who doesn't love seeing a dude like milk a cow, right? Just work those nipples, those teats.
Oh man, dairy farmers. You do not want to be married to a dairy farmer. They're working every single day of the week year round. You want to date like a wheat farmer in Saskatchewan who owns like a huge chunk of the province, and every winter they go down to Arizona and just kick it when it's cold, and then they make their tons of dough.
Yeah, if they ignore the field for a day, it's not like cows aren't going to die, right?
Like dairy farmers have to have either staff or they have to be working every day. That's a tough one. A lawyer made the list as well. Those are the top 10 sexiest professions according to women. Now, when it comes to the sexiest professions according to men, you bring up nurse. Mm-hmm. You think it made the top 10?
I'm going to put it as number one.
It's number two on the list.
Yeah. So what beat nurse?
Librarian.
Not a chance.
I don't know if I guess there are people who are full-time librarians, but I know in schools, usually you take a turn at being the librarian. Like you might get 5 years and then you might get put back in the class. Or maybe if you do a good enough job and no one wants it, you can keep doing it.
Well, let's say teacher instead of librarian.
Teacher's there, yes. Yeah. Teacher.
That's probably because of the schedule, right? Summer's off. Yeah, you guys can travel. If that's your wife, you can travel.
You're not supposed to call these people by what's written here, but secretaries also made the list.
Administrative assistants?
Yeah, admins, yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. How about strippers?
What's
Show
so hot
stripper?
About that, by
what
the way?
What is hot about being an admin? Not that I don't think there are beautiful admins out there. As a job.
Yeah, if we're saying it's the sexiest job. And what's so sexy about running like the front desk?
I think it's media and the way media has portrayed them over the last X amount of years is having a woman in business kind of attire sitting at
the
front
porn.
Desk.
It's porn, right? Office porn?
Yeah, it's all that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So in the same way that you would look at a librarian in a hot way, you'd look at an admin that way. Also, admins tend to be type A. I mean, I could think of lots of qualities that would make for a great admin that would be very, you know, helpful as a, you know, in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They're great at making plans, you know, keeping things on schedule. Yes. They're type A. They can be friendly.
They're a greeter too, right? They're the first person you see, which is oftentimes why they're probably attractive.
Sometimes they have to manage difficult people, like someone like me, you know, at home.
Okay.
That'd be great.
That's fair.
Dress up nicely.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to think that bartender or waitress on the list, because I God knows how many of those I've chased after.
Bartender is on the list. Yeah.
You want to date a bartender.
I think jealousy. They're always out late.
They are flirting.
They're flirting because it means profit.
And they kind of have to. They're kind of backed into a corner because everyone's flirting with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Doctor also made the list of professions that men are attracted to.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of same kind of deal as a nurse.
This is ridiculous. This is 100% porn related.
Uh-huh.
Maid.
Yep.
Someone who's a maid.
Oh,
maid.
Yeah. For sure.
You know.
Like a house cleaner.
House cleaner or like a live-in kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
Somebody who has looks a maid? Like, unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Who has a maid?
Unless they're coming once every 2 weeks.
You have a house cleaner then.
Yeah, yeah.
Who helps you out around the house, yeah.
Police officer. Yeah, female cops are hot.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah,
the uniform.
It's the uniform and all the gear.
It's the gear.
Yeah.
And the
gear belt.
The fact that they could probably pick me up.
Yeah.
On their shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah,
carry me to another room.
Carry you out. Yeah.
Yeah. Actor made the list.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But I mean, is that A-list actor or is that somebody who's just a working actor? Because that does not seem sexy at all.
No, getting like Vagisil commercials.
Yeah. And just not having the next gig lined up ever.
Yeah. And
you
going
finish
out-
a job, you got paid okay. Yeah, yeah. You got some cash. It's going to keep you going for a bit.
Yeah.
How long?
Who knows?
When do you get the next job? Never know.
Never know.
Will there be a chance that there'll never be another job again? Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How is that on there?
I don't think dudes really care that much about money, though, like, or what women make. Maybe it's changed recently, but usually, like, when, you know, you first start dating somebody, a woman will ask her friend, like, oh, yeah, what does he do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
First question my buddies always ask me is, oh, what does she live like? What color is her hair? How big are her breasts? Like, it's never what does she do for a living?
Yeah, but you know what? If I was single today, it would be important for me to find someone who is established. I don't think I'd want some, like, grifter. I don't know. I would be...
I think it depends.
I'd be thinking long term, oh, what does this mean if this person's terrible with money? They don't make any money. It just means that I'm going to be, like, floating everything moving forward. And I got my ex-wife, and so, you know, like, she's taken half of everything that we accumulated over the years, and I, you know...
Yeah.
It definitely matters more depending on your financial situation, but if you are well off...
I guess if you're rich, you don't care.
Yeah. I just think of that movie, Knocked Up, where, what's her name?
Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl ends up, like, hooking up with Seth Rogen, who is essentially, like, a schlub who lives with, like, some buddies, like, you know, in the apartment or whatever. That house is just, like, it's just where everyone's smoking weed all day, you know, and hitting bongs, and
it's
they're just
hard.
Sitting on the couch. I'd be like, I would struggle to hook up with that guy now. Meanwhile, back in my 20s, I loved that guy.
And I'm not saying someone has to be rich.
No.
But I don't want them to be that girl who just can't ever really, like, lock any career path down.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but just be focused and set up and doing something, you know?
I couldn't be with an influencer. I have a friend who was married to an influencer, and she is posting all the time, and so into how everything looked visually, and I just found it, like, that's got to be really hard.
The worst,
yeah.
Yeah, you dated some girls that were all, like
Instagram
obsessed
model
about
it was,
the gram.
It was painful just trying to enjoy, like, a moment with them because everything had to be documented. Everything has to be documented,
yeah.
And you would probably have to take some of the pictures.
Yeah, it didn't last very
long. And
then
you pass the phone back, and then they pass it back to you and say none of them worked, and then take more.
It was painful, man. Like, there is no woman that is that hot that's worth doing it for, like, worth doing that kind of stuff for X amount of time. Like, you maybe get one date out of me, and that's about it.
I forget where I was, but it was this couple, and they were taking pictures of, she wanted pictures taken, and it was just, you constantly saw her pass the phone back, yeah, and then try again. It was never good enough. Like, they probably did that five times. It was some scenic area. Was it when I was in St. Lucia? I was somewhere nice, and they just couldn't get it. They couldn't get the shot.
No.
Never made her happy.
At a certain point, he needs to say, it's you. You're the problem.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the backdrop.
That's how you look. Just so you know, that's how
that's
you look.
That's how you look, buddy.
And you're, if you're trying to make yourself look like not yourself, then that's the issue here.
Yeah.
The only other one we haven't mentioned here that I haven't mentioned is a singer comes in.
Singer?
As, in the top 10 sexiest professions according to men.
Hmm.
Yeah, like a Britney Spears or...
Right.
You know, back in the day kind of thing. Was doing your little dance with your chair and whatnot.
Really? As opposed to musician, it's interesting that it's singer for the females. You don't want her picking up a guitar
yeah.
and playing the guitar all the time around the house or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, unless you can sing. If you can sing yeah. and play the guitar, that's
then
a
it's
nice
okay.
bonus. Yeah, like Jewel or something.
Right, Jewel, yeah.
Now, on the flip side, this was ranked as the least sexy profession for both men and women. And I find this one weird, but I guess it's from like maybe an argumentative standpoint.
It's both the same for...
Yeah,
both.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. It's being a judge.
Yeah.
I mean, how common is that anyway to find someone who's... I know a judge.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, like I know a judge too.
What's that?
I know a judge too, actually, yeah.
But usually you're a lawyer for a long time
yeah,
and
old,
then you
they're
get
older,
old,
yeah.
you get the nod and then, you know, midway through your career, you might get to transition into being a judge in Canada. I'm sure it's different in the U.S. where you're elected and whatever. But yeah, so maybe this is... Because this is probably a U.S.-based study. It was ranked as the least sexy profession, maybe because judges always, you know.
They're always pissed.
They're always right. You know, like it doesn't matter what kind of dick judge you have. You just got to play to them. They're used to people like constantly having to agree with them because if you're combative with a judge,
you're
just fucking yourself over, you know, whatever the situation
it
is.
It just don't seem like they're fun with their order in the court.
Yeah.
And they're smacking
they
the
like
gavel.
Order. Yeah. yeah.
I only had one interaction with a judge in all my life
mm-hmm.
and I was fighting a ticket. And the judge was such a dick. I hated it. You
oh.
must have had to appear in front of a judge at some point in your life, Bundus.
A couple times, yeah.
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 Judge was a dick? Or?
Like, I was driving on this road that had didn't have a speed limit sign. And
mm-hmm.
I guess you're supposed to know in any city you drive in that if there's no posted limit, that this is the limit you have to drive. Like, there's a set speed limit. It could be 35. It could be 50.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a street, like, I don't know how to... It was just everyone did 50 or more.
Okay.
I'm coming home from work. It's midnight, and I see the cop up ahead,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing 50. I'm fine. It turns out the speed limit there was like 35, and he
Ooh.
Gave me a ticket. I'm like, I didn't even see it. I saw the cop. I assumed I was driving the right speed. So I went and fought it, and meanwhile, like, you're waiting in line to get in front of the judge. There's all these people before you. There's people going up who are getting their, like, third DUI, and the judge is letting them off because they've had, like, you know, some shitty scenarios happen in their life.
Yeah.
I get up, I'm like, hey, yeah, there was no speed limit. And he's like, ignorance isn't an excuse. Guilty. Go pay your fine. Like, you know, wasn't giving me any time
no,
of the day.
No.
That was the one time I saw a judge. Bundus, for your head-on collision, did you have to go see one? Because didn't they want to charge you with reckless driving?
They did. I did have to see a judge for that. I saw a judge.
Did you show up in your wheelchair, though?
No, I was out of the wheelchair at that point.
Yeah, but did you get back in for that?
No, you know, I had like a cane, though. I had the cane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The cane. Nice.
Yeah. And then the other time was obviously for, you know, the
baseball bat.
Yeah. That
you
one.
Pulled out when you got jumped. Or yeah. Your buddy got jumped.
Yeah, both times the judge didn't really, you know.
Just, like, very indifferent?
Yeah, he wasn't, like, rude, but he wasn't kind to me. He wasn't like, it's okay, you know, shit happens. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
No, it was just very...
Yeah, but you didn't go to jail.
I didn't go to... No, I wasn't charged and sentenced to jail.
Yeah.
So, I got off. Yeah.
You got off.
Yeah. Self-defense.
It's funny. Bundus gets off twice.
Yeah.
In much more serious instances, you get this little joke of a ticket, can't
yeah,
get
yeah.
off.
And there's no speed limit posted on the road, and they tell me that I'm ignorant.
You're
because
ignorant.
I should have known that the city's speed limit was 35 if not posted.
Mm.
The other five least sexy jobs are web developers.
Yeah, that's
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
politicians?
Yeah, I don't want to date a politician.
Yet they,
no, thanks.
Yet they always find a way to get into some sort of entanglement and get put on the news, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
People are drawn to the power, but I think it's only if you're in that circle. Like, I don't care. It's just a job.
My wife was one of these at one point in time on her way up. She was a marketing executive.
I actually think that's kind of hot.
I think that's kind of hot, too.
You think marketing executives are dialed in?
I think just any business executive. Marketing especially, you have to be like dialed in a little bit more to what this style is.
The financial executive is not the same as a marketing executive.
Yeah.
They're a little more hip.
You could have stiff guy who's got the comb over and the glasses, and he could be like an investment banker worth millions.
Mm-hmm.
But the marketing executive is wearing the nice suit.
He's got the good suit, yeah.
And shaves his head if he's balding, because what are you going to do? Designers also made that list.
Oh, like an interior designer?
It says designers.
Okay, probably so interior design, I would assume.
Maybe landscape design.
Maybe.
Any kind of design. Turn off. Sorry if you do that.
Sorry.
Well, thank you for spending any time in this current season of the podcast.
I'll come out of nowhere, your epiphany.
Gonna take a little break.
Little break skis.
Gonna reload. I'm going to be back with another season. To be honest, I don't even know what season we're at because Bundus does all that. Are we finishing season 7 right now?
Correct. This is 7.
Okay.
Wow.
7.
A lot of podcasts.
Most of them are not very time sensitive. So
yeah.
if you only got into the podcast in season 7, feel free to dive back.
Everybody who could save
me now is not around. And don't forget, if you are missing the podcast, you can hear the live radio show, you know,
every weekday
morning from just after 5 till 10 a.m. on 102.1 The Edge, and then an evening edition, special evening edition in Vancouver on the world-famous CFOX from 6 until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening. You take away the pain, and I thank you for that. If I ever get the chance, but I'm paying you back.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.